As thousands of people got on their bikes this past week for Go By Bike Week, some might have worried about having their bikes stolen. Victoria Police receive about 750 to 1,000 reports of stolen bikes each year, although the actual number is likely higher, Const. Terry Healy said in an email. Police are able to return about a quarter of the bikes reported stolen, she said. VICPD has seen an increase in theft of bikes worth more than $5,000 in the past few years, which is likely due to an increase in e-bikes on Victoria streets, Healy said. I think it's fair to say e-bikes are commonly targeted for theft. We also see high-end mountain bikes, BMX bikes targeted as well. Police recommend people use bike valets when available, such as the free bike valet service at Centennial Square, on Pandora Avenue between Government and Douglas, and at Hillside Mall. Bike storage lockers are common targets for bike theft, Healy said. People often don't lock their bikes when using lockers and thieves know this, she said. I know some new condo developments aren't labeling bike locker rooms anymore for this reason, Healy said. Other areas targeted by thieves include backyards, storage sheds, parkades, decks, porches and bike racks on the backs of cars, she said. Instead of leaving bikes in these areas, police recommend people bring their bikes inside when possible. If you can't bring your bike inside, leaving it in a high visibility area locked to a bike rack is a good alternative during the day, Healy said. Police recommend against leaving bikes outside in a public area overnight. Even the most robust locks are usually no match for an angle grinder or similar tools, and bike theft is less easily detected under the cover of darkness and when no one is around to see or hear, she said. Bill Fry, owner of Trek Bicycle Store Victoria, echoed the importance of locking up your bike in a busy area where someone can see and intervene in a theft. When I'm locking up somewhere where there's positive traffic. Like I went down to the Bay Center a couple days ago, and I locked up my bike on the corner of Broad and Yates where there's a cafe and people sitting outside right there, so a better chance of people seeing somebody pull out a pair of bolt cutters, he said. As far as locks go, the more the merrier, Fry said. While in quieter areas, like out in central Saanich, a basic cable lock will likely do, in the city, a U-lock style combined with a cable lock will give you better protection, he said. The U-lock secures the bike frame to the bike rack or whatever you're locking to, and the cable can go around the frame, wheels and around the bike rack. Unfortunately, a lot of time what you're trying to do is get them to pass your bike to find something easier, he said. Fry said he sees some people invest in expensive bikes but cheap out on the lock. Around $100 to $150 should get you a pretty secure lock, he said. Even with the best lock, Fry has several bikes he wouldn't consider locking up outside. For me, it's just I don't want to lose a really expensive bike. You just don't risk it. Bike locks with alarms that can be set when you leave your bike are also an option. E-bike riders can remove their batteries when locking up to protect against theft, said Kristen Kane, events manager for Capital Bike. Capital Bike often hears from people worried about bike theft and who are grateful for the downtown bike valet, Kane said. Capital Bike runs a bike valet service at various events in the region, like Canada Day and Rifflandia. Go By Bike Week wraps up in Greater Victoria on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., with a closing party at Sir James Douglas Elementary School. The event features free food, free salsa dancing lessons and a kids' bike obstacle course. For more Go By Bike Week events, visit gobybikebc.ca/greater-victoria. Regan-Elliott@timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com.